Liverpool, and I don't want to compete with it. This is at least the second opening that I've done on the on this floor of the Elephant Castle Shopping Centre. For the very observant among you, or those who get caught short, there are some very nice public conveniences just over there, which have a plaque outside, which very carefully says, these public facilities were opened by Simon Giuseppe. Yep, they're very nice. They have flowers inside them. At least they did when they were opened. And they have periodically. And they're only 20p, and the price hasn't gone up for years. So, I'm glad to expand my range of buildings, which I've come to support. There have actually been others. Clive, firstly, I'm really pleased that you've come down from your more obscure and more exalted height to where the people are. And this is a really good place. I think you've said, and people I've spoken to have said, you're really pleased to be here. Whatever happens to the future of the Elephant and Castle in terms of the buildings, there is intended to be a shopping centre here. And at the moment, it's a fantastic meeting point, access point, easy to find place for anything that goes on here. Of self-evidently, the buses stop here, the tubes stop here, the trains stop here, and people walk through here all the time. Secondly, it's a really good Southwark cosmopolitan place because it's on the edge of the Bangladeshi community. There is a significant number of the Latin American community for which this is the center. There is the traditional community, and there is a large African community, all of whom use this as their regular shopping place. So it's a really good place, as other people who have buildings on this floor know. I have my surgery out here regularly in Cafe Nova, very nice coffee, it's a very good place for people to come. So easy to find, easy to access. Just a couple of things about why you're here. I went the other day at my niece's request to speak at the annual general meeting of Hereford Homestart. And Hereford Homestart, she's one of the staff members, Hereford Homestart does what Southwark Homestart does, which is to provide volunteers to go and support families bringing up their children. Fantastically valuable and successful organization. But depending on volunteers, depending on people who don't have necessarily any formal skills, other than the absolutely invaluable skill of being a parent and having therefore had experience which they can share with other people who are being a parent, sometimes for the first time, and for whom it may be difficult and stressful, like any bringing up young children experience clearly is. So really, really important support, befriending, encouraging, and being there as somebody who's not family and not professional, to whom the mum normally, sometimes the dad, can unburden themselves and just be themselves. Somebody they can trust, a listening voice, a supportive individual, reliable, with the confidence of the parent and the child. I was looking in the window with Clive there at the different other projects that are looking for volunteers. You know what they are because you either are volunteers or you work here placing people. But all the time, there are organizations that will double or triple their effectiveness by using volunteers to do what they do. I saw there was a Latin American disabled persons project. There was a youth-related project. There are churches who organize care for people at home who need help with their homes and their gardens. So it's obvious how valuable it is. But I want to say some slightly unexpected things in a way, Clive, which I hope will challenge people here. Firstly, because we are all, in general, living longer, and the third oldest person in Britain is a constituent of mine in Bermondsey, she is now approaching her 112th birthday, entirely with it, living at home, on her own, supported only by her neighbours, and until a couple of years ago went and did her own shopping and complained when her neighbours persuaded her she needed to move from the first floor council flat to the ground floor because they thought probably the stairs weren't such a good thing aged 109. Grace is physically frail, but very with it. But we won't all live to her age, obviously. But many more people will have both more time after retirement, but also potentially more time between jobs, when they're doing part-time jobs. And because we have an economy where people don't have jobs for life anymore, that will happen to more people more often. It is much more useful to people in terms of keeping up their health, physical and mental, and in keeping their hand in for work, that they do something rather than sit at home and mope and fill in forms and hope something comes back all the time. So the capacity, the place in the economy and society of volunteering will grow and not diminish. In the old days, it used to happen without any structure. It happened because we were in villages and you did it for your neighbours. In a place like London, where people move around more quickly, that does happen, but it needs to be organised more, because otherwise we don't reach some places that need. So the first thing, the demand will increase, we need more volunteers. Secondly, really important, let me just share with you this. I've just completed a 6-month project going round many secondary schools and further education colleges and sixth form colleges and universities in England. Urban England like Merseyside, rural England like Cornwall, London and other places, to talk about access for young people to higher education and further education, training, apprenticeships, NVQs, City and Guilds degrees. The two things that young people said really clearly were that the careers advice they get is really poor and the work experience they get is really poor. Whether it was in Cornwall or Liverpool, they said the same thing. If you were in Merseyside and you leave school and you do not have any work experience, your chance of getting a job is even less good. Because actually people need experience of doing things other than being at school or studying. And volunteering is the obvious way to gain life experience, both in person skills, people-to-people skills, but also in relation to a specific work environment. And nowadays, with a more competitive economy, more people, the population of Britain is going to keep going up, and jobs are going to be in some ways more difficult, because if you think about it, things that took 100 people to do in the past now take 10 people to do. Therefore, volunteering gives people that additional benefit when they might want to look for other employment. So it's not only valuable in itself, but it's valuable because it has a means to something else. And the third and last point is this. This only dawned on me about 3 weeks ago, so this is a freshly reprocessed point that I'm offering you, but I believe it to be true. 100 years ago, 50 years ago, you did need many people to do big manufacturing jobs, the people who ran the railways, the people who ran the underground, the people who worked on cleaning the offices or worked on the technology or the paperwork, the bureaucracy. You needed many more people to do the same amount of work. Most jobs now, most jobs that are manufacturing or technical need fewer people. What society hasn't realized is that actually what we need more of are people to do caring and supporting as opposed to manufacturing and producing. A, because people are living longer. B, because society is more complex and more stressed. People have more pressure, mental pressure and other things. Actually, we need more people to do that supporting role. Whether it's supporting youngsters in helping them plan their careers, supporting the old people in the residential care home so that they have some stimulus and don't just vegetate, whether it's supporting people with a disability or going to hospital. So the demand, again, is going to increase. And what volunteering does is not just help the organizations that do those sort of things, but actually it means that it gives many people the sort of skills that are going to be much more in demand in the years ahead. So for all those reasons, Clive, you are in the right place at the right time. This organization is growing and growing in value, and you have done a fantastically charismatic job as lead. I know you get embarrassed when people talk about you like this, but it's true. And it's great that there's such a good sort of family and network of people. So I hope that you won't just content yourselves with being in a nice new place and doing your volunteering. You will look for other organizations who are looking for volunteers and feed in that information, because the more people who offer volunteering opportunities, the happier you will be and the more successful you'll be. But you also spot people who would benefit from volunteering from the age of 16. And I'd like to end with this part. I'd like you all to make a little pledge to find somebody this year who is a school leaver this year and who at the moment isn't in work or education and who would therefore benefit from becoming a volunteer. Because if they can be given that sort of sense of meaning in their lives, then it'd be a much better encouragement as they work out the place that they can go successfully than frustratedly sitting battling to get their first job or their next course. So that's my challenge, and we'll be able to tell whether you've succeeded, because Clive will be able to tell me how many volunteers under 18 there are now and how many volunteers there are under 18 by the end of the year, and so I'll know whether you're any good at your job or not. No, no, that's not really
what I'm saying. Put a bit of paper by the door, you can sign your pledge on the way out.
So is that, but I hope people seriously will see that as being a proactive thing to do. So thank you very much. We're going to relax. I don't know what the rest of the entertainment lined up is, but Clive's going to do some sort of song and dance routine. Yeah, Barbara will do the catwalk job again, as she's done before. So thank you very much. You are hugely valuable to this community. You are, in a way, the glue that holds the community together. Long may it remain so, and I wish this building and all who serve in her a very successful future.
Big thank you to Simon. I'm really delighted that we're able to do this, a kind of official opening. I think volunteering has huge, huge potential for change. I think we see that every day with our supported volunteering project, where we're helping people with mental ill health to volunteer as part and get back on their feet. And we see it every day with our work experience project, which is getting long-term unemployed people to volunteer as part of building skills and getting back into work. And we see it with the huge amount of voluntary groups we work with as well, which kind of, where volunteering can really kind of enable groups to do more. There's so much more you can do with volunteering. I think a huge problem around volunteering is the stereotypes around what volunteering is and what it's not. Still, people don't really have a good idea of what volunteering is. They think it's just about doing good, and it's just about for something that retired people do, and it's just about, it's, people don't really kind of appreciate the two-way nature of what volunteering is, or also the huge diversity of things you can do as a volunteer. I mean, at this moment, I think there's something we're working with, I think 900 local groups in Southwark who are asking us for volunteers to do 400 different things, which is a huge amount of stuff. I mean, I think we're very lucky to work in Southwark. I love Southwark, I love living in Southwark, and there's the diversity of the sector and the communities that live here really kind of make doing that kind of job a good thing. But it's just trying to get across what that diversity is, and that's why we're here. I think everyone in Southwark knows where the Elephant Castle Shopping Centre is. I think everyone in London knows what the Elephant Castle Shopping Centre is, perhaps even the world. And so we're making it very easy for people to find out about stuff, and what we want to do is plant lots of seeds. So as people walk past on the way to get their train, or as they walk past to get their hair done or get a nice Colombian dinner, is it just planting a seed of thinking, oh, volunteering, yeah, that's kind of good. And hopefully for the people who stop and see what kind of opportunities there are, perhaps we're changing people's perceptions about what they can do. I think people volunteer for very different points, for very different things at different points in their lives. It may be that it's just about helping out a neighbour or going along to community council, or it may be that somebody's out of work and needs skills. There's so much potential for good with volunteering, and that's why we're here, why we're trying to do this. We're trying to take volunteering, and all the volunteering, of course, is for local groups. It's all for this kind of, this 900 groups we're working with, and that's the people we're trying to help, and we're trying to help people change their lives through volunteering, and moving here to the shopfront's made a huge difference for that. This is also the year of our 15th birthday. Time has flown by very quickly, and what we're going to do in November is have a bit more of a celebration. I think we're going to have 15 cakes, which could be quite a feat to eat through, but I think we need 15 cakes. It's all about the cakes and the food for me in the voluntary sector. And I want to say kind of big thank yous as part of that. I'm very lucky to have a very good team. We're just this minute kind of finishing our summer season for Involve. You know, Involve this year has done 110 team challenges, which is more than we've done before in this time. And they do an amazing job of doing these kind of very intensive one-day challenges several times a week. And so a big thank you to Involve. And a big thank you to our volunteers. The core service we have of just helping people volunteer is pretty much unfunded, and we rely upon volunteers to run a drop-in. A drop-in that we're now able to offer runs on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays is entirely staffed and supported by volunteers. We've got a team of about 25 people at the moment. And as Grace and Arita, I think, were saying earlier, it's really nice that it's turned into this kind of quite nice family of volunteers at the moment. And it's a great joy for me that we've been able to grow our own volunteer programme to a point where it's kind of self-sustaining. And I know that people wandering in are getting a great service from our volunteer team. So a big thank you to our volunteers, who are a key part of us. I mean, we're a staff team at the moment of about 18 and 25 volunteers. Without our volunteers, we couldn't exist. So a big thank you to our volunteers. And I also wanted as well just to take this opportunity to say a big welcome to, we have two special guests today. We have Ezzy and Augustine, who've both over here on Commonwealth Fellowships. These very brave people have left behind their lives in Zimbabwe and Sierra Leone. I think Ezzy's never travelled outside of Africa before, and they've come here for 3 months. Ezzy's working with us. Ezzy's looking to found the first volunteer centre in Zimbabwe, which is a really great thing, and I'm really great that we can kind of support that, and it's just a great thing. And Augustine's with Cambridge House, and doing some great work with them too. So very brave people to come here for 3 months. So yeah. So a big thank you, and particularly to everyone here. I mean, we've kind of gathered people here because, I mean, you are a lot of our kind of very key stakeholders, and everyone here helps make our mission of trying to make volunteering in Southwark easy and making kind of improving Southwark through volunteering. You are all a key part of that. A big thank you to Southwark Council for kind of providing kind of some of our kind of core funding really to help us exist. Particularly thank you to Kevin, actually, because Kevin's been a great supporter of our work. We're just launching Southwark's first volunteering strategy, which is great and helps kind of do some great things like defining what volunteering is, which sounds simple, but it's a good thing, and also endorsing the London Volunteer Management Charter, a great London volunteering project. But a big thank you to all of our partners. Without you, we really couldn't do the stuff that we're doing, from stuff in parks to stuff in SLAM, I mean, and all the workers and stuff. We really do believe in partnership, and it's a key part. So thank you all for coming today. So thank you. I'm just looking at Claire. Claire's our chair. I'm just going to introduce the chair to say just a few very different things.